host, Benjamin Levesay, and for the next hour or so, I'd like to invite you to grab your cup of coffee, tea, or Diet Dr. Pepper, if that's your beverage of choice, and settle in for the 42nd episode of Fiber Hooligan. For those of you who are wondering who the heck I am the CEO of XRX Inc., home of Knitters Magazine, XRX Books, and Stitches Expos. And I'm broadcasting live from my home here in Harrisburg, South Dakota. Before we get to the show today, I thought I'd give you all kind of the last update pre-show for the podcast to throw down for Hill is a Hope. In case you missed it, the Naughty Girls on the Naughty Girls Pot Knitcast a month and a half ago or so, there was an additional way to earn hat points for your team. A $5 donation to your team through the halosofhope.org website equals one virtual hat point towards your team's final bragging rights for the throwdown. So it's been pretty successful, and you can read more about that up on the blog halosofhope.org and see the teams underneath the store menu. The money raised through the Halos of Hope website will be used to offset the shipping costs for the hats we've collected for this campaign, as well as hats that we send around the country on an ongoing basis. So the reason I'm bringing this up is we now have actual hats and virtual hats to count for the throwdown. This will be our last tally on the air before we actually get to the show, and I'm sure we'll do a wrap-up after the show at some point. Team Knitmore Girls has 535 actual hats and 112 virtual hats for a total of 647 for that team. Team Naughty Girls has 259 actual hats and 76 virtual hats for a total of 335 for that team. Team Craftlit has 209 actual hats, and 20 virtual hats for a total of 229 for that team. Team Sockaholic has 369 actual hats and 127 virtual hats for a total of 496 for that team. Team Ready, Set, Knit has 138 actual hats and 8 virtual hats for a total of 146 for that team. Team Knit Knit Cafe has 83 actual hats and 23 virtual hats for a total of 106 for that team. And according to Pam from Hills of Hope, there have been actual hats and 10 virtual hats donated anonymously, in other words, not to a team. So we have another 18 hat points, so to speak, for no team at all. So that means that there are now 1,617 actual hats and 376 additional virtual hats points for the teams, and that's a total of 1,977 total. With the addition of the 376 virtual hats at $5 each, we've now raised an additional $1,880, which will help us ship 6,204 hats. And so that's pretty great. As I understand it, today is the final day for hats to be sent to our good friends at Pearlescence Yarns. That doesn't mean you can't still bring hats to Stitches West if you're coming. And, of course, ongoing, we always need hats. And I think we're going to leave the virtual hats up on the Hills of Hope website for at least a couple more days in case somebody wants to jump in and do another donation for the team. Okay. My guests today are two remarkable women with a great story. They met in 2010 at a Tuesday night knitting group and became fast friends. One night at group, Meredy Nelson mentioned to Barbara Pushies that she was thinking about opening a yarn store. She had a name and a location all picked out, but the financial realities of a brick-and-mortar store seemed overwhelming. During her weekly knitting class at work, Barbara brought up her friend's yarn store idea. It was always a dream of Barbara's, too, but, like Meredy, it always seemed just out of reach. One of the members of the knitting group suggested a yarn truck, and immediately Barbara was enamored with the idea. Hours of Google research on mobile retail businesses and one overwhelmingly long email to Meredy later, they found themselves on Melrose talking to one of LA's first mobile boutiques. On July 5th, 2012, the Yarnover truck was born. For those of you who haven't heard about the Yarnover truck is a local yarn store on wheels, imitating the incredibly lucrative food truck business model and applying it to the mobile yarn store. The truck makes appearance at a variety of local events, including street fairs, craft fairs, art and music festivals, and farmers markets throughout Southern California. Additionally, the Yarnover truck hosts its own events and is available for private parties. The goal is not only to sell yarn, but to increase awareness and provide education with a focus on knitting and crochet. This year, the Yarnover truck team, as well as the Yarnover truck herself, will be on the Stitches West market floor. This is very exciting. These ladies have a lot planned for the weekend, and I'm so glad to have them on the show so they can tell us what they've been up to and what we can expect at Stitches and in the future. I think this is going to be just awesome. I'm pleased to have Barbara and Meredy, the creators of the Yarnover truck, on the show today. Barbara and Meredy join us this morning from Los Angeles, California. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi there.
So just for our listeners who can't tell the voices apart, I'll say which one is Barbara?
This is Barbara.
Okay, listeners, you got that voice? And Meredy, can we hear your voice?
This is Meredy.
All right. Yes. So it's great to have you with us this morning. I know you're just crazed trying to get ready for the show. We are too. And I know it's earlier there too. It's 9 o'clock there. It's 11 o'clock here. How are you both this morning? Exhausted?
We're doing good. It was a busy weekend for us, but we are very excited to get going and finish our prep for Stitches.
And looking forward to that big, long drive from Los Angeles up to Santa Clara, too.
Well, at least you'll be traveling in style, right?
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's great to have you on the show. I really appreciate you coming on. This is exciting for me. Meredy, I haven't known you as long as Barbara, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's start right in and give the Fiber Hooligan listeners a little background about you. Which one of you wants to go first to tell us your story, where you grew up and what you do and all about you?
We're going to let Barb go first.
So I'm a California native. I grew up in the Central Valley, Modesto area, so I'm very familiar with the Northern California area where Stitches is held. And I've been down in L.A. for almost 13 years now, and I started out as a theater major doing production management and stage managing, and then transitioned into production management for animation and worked for Disney feature animation for a while. If anyone had seen the movie Tangled, you'll notice there's some knitting in that, and that knitting actually is based off of me. So all of my animators actually got to sit and watch me knit and then translated that into the animation for Rapunzel, which made me very, very happy. And now I'm working for Disney Toon Studios on the Tinkerbell films and rocking the yarn over truck.
So you have taught animated characters to knit.
Yep. I taught Rapunzel to knit and Kanga in the last Winnie the Pooh movie. So I do not take as much credit for her because she has no fingers. So it's really just a paw and a thumb, so the knitting is not great.
Okay. Any chance that you're going to be able to, teach Tink to knit? Because, I mean, that would be kind of ironic given the name Tink, you know?
I have been trying for the last 3.5 years. I've been working very hard to get Tinkerbell to knit. Everyone at the studio is aware that I want this to happen, but we haven't been able to sneak it into a film yet. So I'm still working on it. We'll see what happens.
What, you don't have ultimate creative control when it comes to what Tink does on the film?
Sadly, no. They won't let me be in charge of that. It's really ridiculous. They should learn that I know these things.
So before we get to the yarn over truck, this is your day job. You're not full time doing the fiber arts thing.
Correct. Yep. We work for Disney Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've been in the fiber arts world, an enthusiast for quite a while. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I've been knitting for the last 12, 13 years. My grandmother was a knitter, and I sadly never learned to knit while she was alive, but after she passed away, it was just something that sort of stuck in the back of my mind and eventually got around to teaching myself and totally fell in love. I worked for a local yarn store up here in L.A. and then ended up doing some social media consulting for the needle arts industry and worked with a lot of the L.A. stores up here to get their social media up and running, and that's sort of one of the reasons why Meredy and I connected over the yarn over truck is that she was looking for some advice in the needle arts world, and I was pretty involved. So we started chatting, and that's how we kind of hooked up.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty great story. And, I've known you for a couple of years now. You and I actually started out, we had a date.
We did. We had a Twitter date.
I'm going to tell the story, and you can jump in here. So I think it was probably 2 or 3 years ago at Stitches West. I was up in my room, and it was about, I think, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and it was Saturday, and I had just pulled off all of the pictures from the fashion show and was tediously uploading them and Google Plus and a couple other places, Flickr, and so that they could be up there so we could have a shot of every garment that was on the fashion show. And I got bored. And so I grabbed my computer, my laptop, and I went down to the bar, ordered a beer, I mean, surprise, surprise, and was uploading them. And while I was uploading them, I think I grabbed my phone and I said, you know, I looked around and there were all these wonderful people sitting around knitting and crocheting, and, you know, there was just a good vibe there. And I think I tweeted something like, having a beer, uploading fashion show pics, Hyatt Lounge, pound, stitches west. And just, you know, that's, I think I might even taken a picture of my computer uploading, which is really silly if you think about it. But what happened next? You tell the folks what happened next.
I think I did. I respond to you, or did I just send my own tweet? It's so long ago. I think I responded to you saying, you know, doing the same thing, because I was in the lounge having a beer, looking over my purchases from Stitches, and we ended up tweeting back and forth. And then I went and found you in the bar, came over and said hi.
Right. Yeah, we were tweeting back and forth, and I said, stand up, please. And so you did, and I waved you over. And then
yep.
So we had our Twitter date. Yeah.
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 It was awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was very awesome. It's one of those strange things that happen, you know. But and you're probably thinking, you know, who is this creepy guy, you know, that is, you know.
No, you were a total gentleman. It was a lovely Twitter date. The power of social media. Social media is very powerful.
Anyway, so yeah, that was fun. And since then, you and I have been in touch, and we've talked a couple of times
mm-hmm.
about you eventually bringing your new endeavor to Stitches. Very excited about that. We worked on it for a little bit.
Yep.
Let's move over to you, Meredith, because you have a similar background, but you're a crocheter too. So tell us your story.
Well, I originally grew up in Minneapolis and moved out to California about 12 years ago, wanting to follow the dream of working in marketing and advertising for the film industry. I had done marketing and advertising in Minneapolis and came out here rather foolish, but fresh-faced and ready to go, and that's exactly what I do. I work for Warner Brothers now in the advertising department. So every advertisement that you see for a film, whether it's a poster, a billboard, a TV commercial, I've had to make sure that legally everything on that is correct. My job is legal clearance, so I'm making sure everyone's name is spelled correctly, the right logos are on it, you know, we have the right talent, the names are, you know, the appropriate people are being credited. That's what I do for my day job. And about 10 years ago, I moved into a house and kind of started nesting and wanted to take a knitting class or maybe a crochet class. And I remembered that my grandmother had taught me how to crochet back when I was 12 years old. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I know how to do this. So I went to the store, got some yarn and a hook, and went on YouTube and retaught myself and have been going gangbusters ever since. And I brought home several pieces I had made, and she's like, you made this stuff? I mean, my grandmother's been crocheting forever, pretty traditional Afghans. And, she, you know, I showed her some of the lace work I had done and some crochet, and she was just blown away. So that was really cool.
Oh, it's very cool. Now, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I think we have met in person before. I mean, other than
like
the last GNA. Yeah, we've met.
Exactly.
You know, I'm terrible about that stuff. And you were not part of my Twitter date, and I apologize about that. I wasn't trying to
I wasn't
show
there
favors.
That evening. And I was not at the show with Barb that time, or I probably would have been on the Twitter date with you. But no,
yeah,
I've been. We were at Stitches last year together, and I think we did say hello. But you meet so many people, do not feel bad.
Well, you know, it's you two really stick out, and a lot of enthusiasm and energy. I remember that. And of course, we did see each other at TNNA. You guys were roaming around there. You were causing trouble, as I recall. The two of you were causing trouble.
We always cause trouble.
Yeah, that's the best part.
All right. Well, so what we have here in this collaboration are two people from the film industry who've got pretty decent social media skills and business acumen. One is a knitter and one is a crocheter. And so you decided to do something unbelievably cool and unique. So let's tell that story. I talked about it, and, you know, that's the rough thing. But, you know, let's talk about the evolution and the birth of the Yarnover truck.
Well, you kind of hit the highlights. I mean, that truly those couple of conversations that you described where I was kind of thinking about it, and I talked to Barb, and you know, she mentioned it in her class, and then her friend suggested a truck. I actually probably could have seen the idea bubble above Barb's head, and she was like, stop talking. I must go research.
Yeah, I think there was an actual light bulb that came up over my friend's head. It was like the cartoons and everything. It's just like poof, and I had to literally run to my computer and start researching. It was one of those very, very special moments where you know that something, some awesome idea has been born.
Well, and this whole thing, this whole experience, the universe has wanted us to do this because every time we have needed something, it has appeared. Like if we've had a couple breakdowns with the truck and we have found the most amazing people to help us and we needed to get a loan, you know, get our business loan, and we were able to find the right people to help us make it happen. Like every time we've needed to do something or needed to learn a new thing, we've been able to find it, and it really hasn't been that difficult. So the universe is telling us this was something that we should have done.
Yeah, it's been an amazing process.
And you decided to say that just prior to a show. Do you not understand about tempting the gods? I mean, you know.
Oh, we say it all the time.
Ladies, oh, my goodness. No.
The universe wants us at Stitches West, too.
Well, I do believe that the universe wants you at Stitches West. And frankly, you know, and let's talk about that a little bit, because your social media campaign, your blogs, you know, the outreach you've done with your supplier, I mean, all extremely exciting stuff. You know, the Knitting Universe Facebook page, or follow you on Rebel Mouse, and I just look forward to your posts because it's exciting. It's just cool.
We're trying to keep it fresh and trying to, you know, make sure everyone knows what's going on. For us, social media and communicating with our customers is one of our top priorities because we are mobile. If we're not constantly talking about what's going on in our world, people don't know where to find us. So it's something that has just been very important to us. And honestly, I have fun doing it. I like chatting with everybody. I like getting the word out there and sharing all the new fun things that we're doing. And it's just lots of fun.
Well, your truck, your website, everything is incredibly professional. And I saw the pictures of your launch party. What was that like? I mean, what was the process of, like, of, you know, building the truck, getting all the media pieces together, and then actually unveiling the truck and having the big party? I mean, that must have been just thrilling.
It was amazing. And we had purchased the truck in December and we launched in March. So the process of, you know, finding the truck, building it out, painting it, buying all the yarn, having, you know, putting all the yarn in the truck, realizing we needed more yarn because we hadn't bought enough. You know, I mean, all those things as a new shop owner, it was just insane. And then we had a launch party where we sold tickets, so everybody got a little prize bag. So it was a limited thing. We weren't open to the public. You had to actually buy a ticket to go to the launch because we'd been talking about the truck. We weren't going to, you know, just say, hey, everybody come. We thought, let's make it an invitation only, kind of make it a special thing. And we found a park in Burbank. We had at least 100 people who spent all afternoon knitting and crocheting and shopping on the truck. It was so much fun.
And they were the nicest people. I mean, our customer base is the most supportive group of people. We just adore them. At that launch party, all the ones who stayed till the very end helped us pack up and helped us get everything back in the truck. I turned around and all of the chairs had been put up against the truck. And I was like, you guys are amazing. They're just, we love our customers. They're so, so sweet.
Well, it's the pictures online look, you know, fantastic, and you know you've received a lot of press. I was up on your website, and you've got some mainstream media that's covered you. You had one interesting incident with how should we put this? A weatherman that thought he was kind of clever.
Yeah. That the KTLA spot was actually another moment of the universe giving us what we needed. And the KTLA spot came out of our LA Times article. The LA Times article was actually written by a former coworker of mine's wife. So one of my coworkers from Disney Animation's wife was a writer and wanted to get an article into the LA Times. The day that that article went live online, one of our other friends tweeted to Allie McKay, the host of the KTLA Morning Show, saying, you should cover this. And it just so happened that they had had a cancellation. They normally book about a month in advance, and they had a cancellation for like 3 days later. So it was just everything fell into place the way it was supposed to. And then the day of the KTLA Morning Show, their little weather guy thought he'd be really funny and give me a hard time talking about all sorts of weird stuff that made no sense. But, you know, I tried to handle it with as much grace as I could. It was very
awkward.
Oh,
you did. No, you did. You handled
Thank you.
It. I mean, you know, and you could hear the people in the, you know, back at the studio were, you know, they didn't seem real thrilled with his, with him either. But you were very graceful and gracious about the whole thing, and you just stayed on message. And I don't remember, Meredy, seeing you or hearing from you in that segment. You were there in that segment, right?
Yeah, she had a couple.
We actually had three separate segments. So Barb, okay. That was the third segment of the morning show, because the way Allie works, she does it like at the bottom of every hour. She goes back to where she is. So we each took turns.
Yeah. Well, it was still good. And again, I've been always saying that, you know, all press is good press, no matter what. And, you know, all you can control is how you react to things. So well done. And, you know, it's cool that you're getting this mainstream press. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with your energy, your presentation, also the fact that, you know, from a yarn store perspective, it's a heck of a yarn store. I mean, there's a ton of inventory in that truck. First of all, how do you get that much inventory in that truck?
I'm really skilled at packing things in cubes.
Folks, it's on her resume. Resume issues. Cube packer on her resume. Yes.
Yes. The way we designed the truck too. You know, those shelves are actually pretty deep because they had to be as deep as the wheel wells of the truck. So there's a lot of space. It actually packs a lot more than you think.
Yeah, tip for the shoppers this weekend, if you don't see what the yarn you want in the very front of the cube, reach all the way to the back. It might still be there. So there's a double layer of yarn in each one of those cubes. So, little tip for the shoppers.
Double layer of yarn. You know, that just sounds like it should be made into a T-shirt. Double layer of yarn.
Double layer of yarn,
does it?
Another industry line for us. Perhaps we'll have to start launching soon.
I think you should. Well, again, you
could do it all. We could do it all.
Yeah. I've seen some beautiful yarn that you're carrying. Can you tell us all about some of your inventory and talk about, you know, some of your suppliers, because I know that your suppliers have been.
Yeah, our focus is on hand dyes, especially. We did a lot of research and we visited many of the stores in LA because we wanted to make sure that we weren't carrying the same stuff that everybody else was carrying. So we decided that hand dyes and from as many local California companies that we could get was going to be our focus. So we reached out to Anzula, our good friend Sabrina, who owns Anzula, as well as Miracle at Ba Yarns, and both of them agreed to dye a specific color that you only can get from the yarn over truck. So that was a great thing because we know it's a little bit harder for people to come and find the truck because you have to follow us or get our emails. You know, we're not in the same place all the time. So when you get to our truck, there are things that you can't get anywhere else. So in addition to Anzula and Ba, we have Forbidden Woolery, who's another California-based dyer. We also have UU. Not dyed, but still a California-based company, as well as Sincere Sheep. And then we also have three amazing hand dyers from Canada. In fact, one of them is Indigo Dragonfly, and we are one of only two stores in the U.S. who carry her yarns. There's another store in upstate New York, I think, and we're the only store on the West Coast. And her yarn is amazing. But the best part is her yarns are gorgeous, and she does amazing stuff with dyes, but the names of her colors are very snarky and pop culture references. In fact, she has this amazing, beautiful, multicolor kind of rainbow color yarn that's called beige. Yeah, it's perfect, and we're so excited.
Well, you know, I know that it's not just yarn too. I know that you're doing, you know, the yarn sort of thing. You've got pattern support. I've seen some gorgeous garments that our mutual friend Jocelyn has put up online, and that you guys have put up online, and they're themed.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They're themed. You have don't I understand that you have like a Debbie and a Little Debbie?
Oh yes, our Debbie shawls. Yeah, the fabulous Michelle Miller, the Fickle Knitter, when we first launched, designed the Little Debbie shawl for us, and it's named Little Debbie because the truck used to be a Little Debbie delivery truck. So we always have Swiss rolls and nutty bars hiding around. But we love the Little Debbie shawl because it's done in one of our exclusive colors, Keep on Truckin' from Baugh. And so for Stitches this year, we thought it was time that Debbie got a big sister. So we are launching the Big Debbie shawl this weekend at Stitches, also designed by Michelle Miller in the Baugh La Jolla. So it's three different colors, including our exclusive color. And it's gorgeous. We're totally in love with it.
Yeah, it is. It is gorgeous. And for folks that haven't seen that, you know, jump up to yarnoverchart.com because there's great pictures. You guys actually do a great job on the blog of making sure that people know what's going on. I mean, I got to hand it to you. I mean, you both have full-time jobs, and you're taking the truck out every weekend. I mean, do you sleep?
Very rarely.
We're working really hard to make sure we build in some downtime. So there'll be about once a month we take at least one day off, and every 2 to 3 months we take our full weekend off. And our followers have been really understanding and very supportive of and knowing that we need to have that downtime to be able to serve them better. Because if we don't get those days every once in a while, you just don't want to be around us. It's not pretty. We get real tired.
Did you have a comment you wanted to make regarding that?
Well, I was just going to say that's the joy of social media, because you can actually do your social media while laying down resting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm not going to lie. Most of our social media and stuff is done from my iPhone while I'm waiting for meetings or in line place or, you know, at lunch. But, yeah, we try and keep the conversation going all the times, even if we're not actually working on the truck.
Well, again, it's pretty cool. And again, so for people that don't understand this, you're taking this truck, you're moving up and down the coast, mostly in the LA area, I'm sure, going to all these different places. And sometimes they're very fiber related. Sometimes they're private parties, and you know, sometimes they're, you know, like a farmer's market. Your schedule looks very busy. When I looked at your calendar, I know you take some time off. Are there any like great stories of notable events you've been at that just, you know, you look back and go, wow, did that really just happen?
Yeah, actually, one thing that we discovered is that knitters really enjoy wine. And we have had some really successful events at local vineyards.
I have never heard of that. I
know. Can you believe it? Well, and the funniest thing is, you know, they come in, they shop, then they go grab a glass of wine, then they come in and shop again, and the colors are brighter and more exciting, and they buy more. It is so much fun.
And we get to drink during the day, too, so we've always got a glass of wine. It's not a bad day. It's not a bad day.
Well, that's great. So, you know, if you look at your appearances, did you have one that was just totally huge, overwhelming, people lined up for, you know, a block or anything like that?
Well, the shocking thing is we were part of the L.A. Yarn Crawl the first year that we opened last April. And we had a line consistently out the door of the truck. But that is one thing, when you do come to the truck, because the truck is limited in size, there is a limited number of people who can fit in the truck reasonably and keep the stairs from popping up. So we oftentimes will have a line out the door, which is just exciting from a business owner. You're like, wow, people are scrambling to get into my store. This is amazing. But one of the vineyards that we had, that was our biggest day.
What was that like?
Armfuls. People were literally bringing armfuls of yarn to the counter to check out. I was just overwhelmed. And for the first, like, hour, we needed some pieces, so Barb had to go to Lowe's to pick them up. So I'm in there by myself just cranking through the ringing. I'm like, let's go. Okay. More people. I probably had at least 20 people out the door for the first hour. It was just insane, but so exciting and so much fun.
Yeah, I got back from Lowe's and was like, what the heck happened here while I was gone? It was amazing. I was very, very happy. It was we really enjoy going to the wineries. They're always a fun day, and they're fun for us. They're fun for our shoppers. Wine, yarn, beautiful weather. It's just perfection.
Well, and
now,
that
were
day
you
as
at
well,
a...
we...
Please,
sorry,
go ahead.
That specific day that we were talking about was a vineyard down near Escondido. So we were down near Oceanside, which is where Miracola lives. And she had come over and was doing a trunk show with us. And so that added to it. So all of the people who love Mira and love her yarns were there as well. So I think we probably had three times the people that we expected at that event. And Mira is going to be with us this weekend in Stitches as well. We're going to have a trunk show. She's bringing all three weights of her yarns and all of her colors. So we're hoping to kind of replicate that again this weekend.
Yeah, there will be lots of ball yarn for everybody this weekend at the Yarn Over Truck.
Well, that's great. Well, since we're on the subject, let's talk about that. You know, you've got the truck. You're vending at the show. It's your first time, and you've talked about some of the surprises that we can. What are the surprises do you have for our Stitches attendees that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, with the Little Debbie, the Big Debbie shawl, excuse me, the launch of the Big Debbie shawl, we'll be doing a special on for Thursday night for the market preview, where if you buy three skeins of ball yarn that you need to make the shawl, you get the pattern for free. So that's going to be our show special, and then we'll have kits for that the rest of the weekend, but the pattern will be for free on Thursday night. We've got the Indigo Dragonfly yarn, the beige, that has just been released in limited quantities, so that's going to be really fun. And we're going to be doing a trunk show with Michelle Miller, the Fickle Knitter. So we're really thrilled to be able to have her all of her work with us as well.
I've got a
mostly
question
it's
from
just...
the...
Uh-huh,
so
go ahead.
I was going to say, I got a question from the chat room. You know, you're in the area, and they wanted to know if you ever get celebrities into your yarn truck.
Well, we had someone come in, and I recognized her, and but I couldn't, like, place the name, and then I Googled her. And it was it was Keith Carradine's daughter, and like she's someone that you'll see in a lot of films, you know, like, oh, I recognize that person, but you can't quite put the name on her. But our goal is someday to try to get Julia Roberts into the truck, because we know she's an avid knitter. We just haven't figured out how we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, hopefully someday once one of us is full-time working with the truck, we're going to be able to do a little bit more press and get in with the celebrity angle a little bit more. It takes a little bit of work to get to those people, but it is on our to-do list.
Well, I mean, that's very cool. And you know, I guess you have famous knitting and crocheting people that are going to be on your truck or in your truck or around your truck this weekend. So that'll be pretty cool. And you guys are famous now.
Well, and the other thing, too, I have to say, one of the coolest things that we got to do is Clara Parks, when she was doing her latest book tour for the Yarn Whisperer, she had a spot, she had a reading at the bookstore in Pasadena, and we connected with her at TNNA last summer, and she asked us to bring the truck to that book reading. So we have had some of the moving celebrities on the truck. That was pretty amazing.
So are there ever any, you know, chances that you're going to, like, take the truck cross country or anything like that, or is that just, you know, not in the cards in the near future?
Well, we would love to. We think that's a fabulous idea. Unfortunately, Debbie, our truck, because Debbie doesn't do real well on hills and she's not in the best of shape, so we're not sure she'd make it across country. She's an old girl. We love her dearly. But she's cross country with Debbie might be a bit of a challenge.
I think our mechanic would have a heart attack if I told him we were going across country. He's already nervous enough about us driving up to Santa Clara. I think cross country might put him over the edge.
Yeah. How long is that drive up from LA to Santa Clara?
Well, if I'm driving my car, it's about 6 hours. With Debbie, it'll take us probably a good 7 to 8 hours because she's a little slow and there are some mountain or hilly portions. So we're gonna, you know, trade on and off and just take it nice and slow. We have a full day for the drive up and a full day for the drive down, and we're going to take our time and enjoy ourselves.
It's a pretty drive.
Now, from your calendar, it looks to me, and again, we talked about this, you do the weekends, you have your real day jobs. Is there a plan at some point for one or maybe both of you to do this as your full-time gig?
Hopefully. My gig may possibly be ending with Disney in the near future. So we're hoping that by 2015, one of us can be full-time with the truck. If not full-time, at least have a part-time day job. But our goal is long-term to get us both being full-time with the truck and do this as our day jobs. And we have plans to, you know, hopefully someday do some sort of franchise or licensing option. It's been amazing, the feedback we've been getting from people across the country wanting to do trucks like this. We get emails almost weekly of people wanting to get their own version of a Yarn Over truck. So we're going to be talking to some consultants about franchising in the near future.
Wow, franchising. How would that work? I'm just curious.
Oh, we don't know the answer to that question yet. It's an idea form right now. Don't dig too deep into that one. Very, very early, but that is the long-term plan. Just don't ask me how.
Well, people say, I want a Yarn Over truck in my area. I want a Yarn Over truck in my area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say that. People always say, you know, I want a Stitches event in my area, you know. And, yes. You know, I try to explain to them that Harrisburg, South Dakota is not quite big enough to support something like that. But there are big places that could do something like that.
Yeah, it'll be whatever happens with the franchise or licensing thing, it's going to be only certain geographical areas are really going to be able to support a truck and actually make money. Because if you go too far north, I mean, doing this in an area that gets a ton of snow, I personally don't see how that's going to work. And you need to be in an area where you've got a good population size in your radius. Our radius right now is about 2 to 3 hours is about as far as we travel on a regular basis. And we do have exceptions like for Stitches. But, you know, there's a lot of variables going into where a truck could go. But that's something we'd like to see. I have a dream of a fleet of Yarn Over trucks across the nation.
we have gotten several people asking us, like, what's your business plan and, you know, how did you do it, you know, from areas, you know, like Texas and Arizona and, you know, all across the South, which I think could easily support the idea. So we think there could be an opportunity, but again, we haven't even been open a full year yet, so it's hard to say, oh yeah, this is what you can make and this is what you can do when we're not even sure yet.
Well, it's an exciting future. And somebody in the chat room just say, well, you know, the investment for this has got to be less than a brick and mortar store. I would guess that there are pros and cons to that. I mean, there's maintenance and there's vehicle, you know, fixing up, and there's also the idea that, you know, on a whim, a customer can't just come find you. You know, that has to be planned out.
Yeah, they have to plan it out. And finding the locations for us to park is a lot more work than people realize. Each city has different municipal codes and different laws for their business licenses and whatnot. So finding a place to take the truck can be a little bit more challenging than one would expect.
Yeah, we get people asking us to go to certain areas all the time, and especially like where we are in the Los Angeles area, the Inland Empire doesn't have a lot of local yarn stores. So we get asked to go out there all the time, but very few of those cities will allow mobile retail businesses. So we have been trying desperately to get out in that area and just haven't found the right locations yet. But that's, you know, that's one of the things that you have to do as you're running a mobile retail store.
Well, I mean, the good news is that you can drive it, and that this week you can drive it to somewhere where there are a lot of people that I think might be interested in buying some yarn.
Oh, that's what we're counting on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so thrilled to have you guys with us. It's very exciting. We've never done this before. We've never had a vehicle on the floor before. So, and folks, you should know that is not the easiest thing in the world to get done. You have to clear things with convention center. You have to get fire marshals involved. There's rules like how much gas you have in the tank and all kinds of things like that. It's not the easiest thing in the world. Would you agree?
Oh, completely. I've actually tried to figure out the mapping so I know exactly where the last point is that we can get gas before we get to the convention center so that the gas tank is appropriately empty.
Right, right.
Weird math. Very weird math.
It is. But, you know, I'm not going to second guess, you know, fire marshals or convention center codes. They all work a little differently. Very, very, very cool. So is there anything new that you're working on that you can talk about? Anything that's going to be coming around the bend, maybe after Stitches?
After Stitches is the LA Yarn Crawl again. That's going to be our next big event. And for us, the first year of business, the LA Yarn Crawl was kind of like our Super Bowl. It was the biggest thing that we'd ever done with so many people through the truck. I think Stitches is going to blow that away. That is going to be the next big event, and that's the first weekend in April. So all the stores in LA County put on a four-day yarn crawl. I know there are yarn crawls in different areas around the country, and LA's been doing theirs. This is the third year that they've been doing it. So it's a ton of fun, and, you know, again, you get all the knitters and crocheters out in droves, and everybody wants to see what's new and exciting on the, you know, in the trucks and in the stores, and it's just a ton of fun.
Oh, I've got another question. Can you order truck-only colors?
Yes, you can. We are doing online sales only for our exclusive colors, the Minty Unicorn from Anzula and the Keep on Truckin' from Baw Yarns, and you can get a link to that on our website, www.yarnovertruck.com. If you go to our products page, there's a link to our online store right there, and we do online sales for those two colors only.
I didn't say this before, but folks that are coming to Stitches West, you'll find the Yarn Over Truck way in the back of the hall. That's one of the things we had to do because it's so tall, it can't be in front of somebody else, but it's way in the back of the hall. And do you want to refresh our listeners about the booth number?
If you look for booth 1146, you'll be able to find us. But honestly, just look for the big blue truck. I don't think you're going to be able to miss us. She's real, real big. So if you see a big, weird blue thing in the back, just go towards the blue.
Go.
And that's where we'll be.
Walk toward the blue. Walk
exactly.
Toward the blue. Okay. All right. Well, we're coming down to kind of the end of this thing. I don't want to keep you guys for very long because I know that you are incredibly busy and there's miles to go before you sleep. Are there any shout-outs you'd like to make to anybody?
Yeah, we would love to shout out to all of our amazing vendors, Miracle at Baw Yarns, Sabrina at Anzula. We haven't mentioned this yet, but we work with Laura Lundy at Slip Stitch Studios, and we have a full line of her bags, but the fabrics that we have are unique to us. So you've seen her bags before, but the fabrics that we carry are all something that you only can get from the truck. We like exclusives. It's kind of a fun word, and it works really well for us.
Yeah, and we'd love to give shout-outs to Heather with UU Yarns because we'll be carrying her stuff on the Stitches floor. I think we're the exclusive vendor for her yarns. And Kim at Indigo Dragonfly, we adore her colors, and we're so thrilled to have a little bit of the brand-new color beige on the floor because it's just so fabulous.
The beige that isn't beige. Well, that's – no, go please, go ahead.
Did we get everybody? I think we got – and then Michelle Miller, the Sickle Knitter, of course. I don't remember if we called her out, but we love her. She's awesome. Michelle gets all the shout-outs in the world.
Okay, well, that's great. And now, I gave you at least 5 minutes warning about this last question, and so this is the last question I'll ask you. And we're going to – I'm actually going to start with you, Barbara, first to have you give an answer, and then I'll have you, Meredith, give an answer. Before we wrap this up today, I'd like to ask if you have a final message you'd like to share with our listeners.
Just have a good time at Stitches this weekend and be patient with us. We can only fit about 8 or 9 of you guys on the truck at a time. So we apologize for the line, but we promise it will be worth it, and we can't wait to see you all in Santa Clara.
Good answer.
All right, and so now it's my turn. I'm going to say crocheters represent. I have to say that being in this industry, I always kind of feel – like there aren't enough of us. So know that you have me behind you, and I'm happy to help anybody pick yarns for any sort of crochet project. We work really hard to make crochet just as important as knit on the Yarn Over Truck. So come and check us out and say hi.
That is an excellent answer. And, you know, occasionally – you know, because we're I want to echo that sentiment real quickly, because occasionally, you know, crochet doesn't always get the representation that it should. I mean, we try very hard at Stitches to make sure that crochet is represented well. And but, you know, the podcast that I have is, you know, it does tend to lean toward knitting. And so I'm actually very glad that, you know, just prior to Stitches there, we had both a knitter and a crocheter on the show.
Well, I'm glad we could help you with that. I'm so glad that I get to actually represent. I mean, I hate to, that's kind of a weird word, but, you know, I try really hard to have an equal number of crochet samples, or at least not quite equal, but pretty darn close on the truck, so that you can see that the yarns will work for both both crafts very, very easily. And I love people come in the truck and they're like, wow, you've got such beautiful crochet samples. I'm so, you know, it makes me feel so much more comfortable to shop in here. And that is an amazing sentiment. And I love to hear people say that when they come on the truck.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us this morning. I'll let you get back to your world. And I'll look forward to seeing you both in a few days at Stitches West.
That sounds great. We look forward to seeing you too, Benjamin. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Take care, ladies.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Barbara and Meredy from the Yarn Over Truck. You can keep up with what they're doing and on their website at yarnovertruck.com. And that's kind of a cool site. There's a calendar up there. There's a lot of pictures. I mean, I love how many cool pictures there are. You just see that they're, you know, a mobile community. It seems like wherever they go, they're bringing people together, and you can see the fun in everything. So, get up to their website, yarnovertruck.com, and if you're at Stitches West, make sure you stop and at the back of the hall and come and see them. Okay. You know what time it is.
And now it's time for State of the Hooligan with Tammy Burke.
I'd like to welcome back to the Hooligan, our moderator of our Fiber Hooligans Rivalry Group and moderator of our Fiber Hooligans Facebook group to tell us all what's new and cool in the fiber arts world, our roving virtual reporter, my friend and fellow Fiber Hooligan, Tammy Burke. Tammy joins us again today from Boise, Idaho. Good morning, Tammy, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Benjamin. You know, I'm not going to be any disappointed if I don't hear that when I walk into the marketplace.
What you need to worry about is that I do something like that and, like, shine a spotlight on you, you know, like at the fashion show or something in front of 600 people. That's the kind of thing I might do.
Oh, no. Now I'm afraid to go. No, I'm just kidding. You're so funny.
How was your week?
It was good. We've got sunshine right now. I hope somebody's enjoying sunshine elsewhere as well. I know there's a lot of states without power this morning. Do you have power yet?
My house has power. I'm in Harrisburg, downtown Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're right on the main strip in downtown. There's no reason we're on the main strip in the right town. I mean, we don't need a retail location, but we're there. Don't ask me why. We're without power. And what that means is that their phones aren't working, but more importantly, our servers aren't working. And, you know, unlike our other company, Hopscotch, we actually have our servers housed inside. I mean, there's offsite backups and there's image servers. I mean, there's redundancy, there's technology there, but we've got such an advanced kind of self-programmed system that we've always kept inside so we could work with it. And, a couple days before Stitches, not being able for people to go online and look at classes and things like this, I'm probably going to have a meeting here pretty soon and say, okay, it's time all this stuff went up to the cloud.
Well, I know people are anxious about this weekend with Stitches and probably trying to get into last-minute classes, and I know that people will hang on and do, you know, be there for you when everything, all the servers and everything are back up. It's just too exciting having this happen right now.
Well, it is too exciting, I was checking out the news, and the power company did say that they felt like they were going to have things restored here pretty quickly. So I don't anticipate that this is going to be like an all day thing. Of course, if it is, then we'll have to have a plan B. But and I'll let you know what that plan B is as soon as I come up with one.
But in the meantime, we got to visit with a Yarn Over truck, and that was cool.
Awesome. I mean, they're just such fun, don't you think?
I think so. I'm looking forward to meeting them and meeting Debbie the truck too.
Yeah. But you know, I'm not even sure that on the show I actually said that the name of the truck was Debbie. I probably didn't, did I?
I think they did, so you're good.
Okay. Well, it's good. You know, as long as somebody's covering me for me when I drop the ball, I'm always happy about that. So we have some prizes to give away today, and I want to explain that last week we had some really bad technical difficulties that did not allow Tammy to come on the show and give away prizes or do anything. And then after that live show with Ann Quoluquito, we lost the show, and so we had to tape it not live Tuesday evening. And so we still didn't have you on. So you haven't been on the show for 2 weeks, which means we're kind of behind.
Yeah, and so we're going to do the prize drawings from Ann's show last week. There is still a Ravelry topic to go and make a comment on, so that there hasn't been very many people that have had opportunity to comment there yet, so we're going to wait on that one until the next time we're on. I do have some prizes to announce from Myra's show, which was 2 weeks ago. We were offering a Craftsy class and her new book, Knitting in New Directions. The classic class, random generator number, pick number 30, which was Myra. And she said, Myra's class is in my, excuse me, the number 30 is from Ann Jay-Z, is her Ravelry screen name. And she said, Myra's class is in my Craftsy wish list. So perfect for her that she won the class. She said, thanks for the chance to win. We know that she's going to enjoy that. The new book went to Carolyn, number 39, from Tallahassee. She commented that she had a class with her at Stitches and found it really exciting that she does such free-form work. She said she's still too new to get away from patterns but want to be able to move in through to that kind of a style. So both of these commenters I will message in Ravelry, but in the meantime they can email you at benjamin@fiberhooligan.com. and say who they are and what it was that they won. The giveaway, these two giveaways, kind of made me feel like a fairy godmother granting wishes, because it just all seemed to come about perfectly.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate you following up and getting there. And congratulations to Ann, JC, and Carolyn. We'll be contacting you directly, and if you hear this podcast, you can always email me your information, and that's great. And again, I just want to reiterate, we're not going to do the prizes that we did for Ann Quoluquito's show, just because we just didn't have a good chance to air that show. So please be patient with us, and we're going to do those prizes in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, and thank you for your patience. And again, I'm really sorry about last week. Technology just kind of got the better of us, and all well. It was the redo of Anne's episode was great. She was just wonderful, and so gracious and patient.
Well, the cool thing about that is that it gave us a little bit more time to promote this edition of the State of the Hooligan special today. I'm going to have a guest on. It's for the first time ever. As everybody has heard me say in the past, I met Benjamin at Sock Summit 2009, but I was prodded to go up to him by a great craft enabler, Jennifer Foster, who we call JJ. JJ has been a great advocate for all things crafty and fibery in the Portland, Oregon area, and currently one of the projects that she's assisting with is the Rose City Yarn Crawl, which is an event near and dear to the hearts of fiber folk in that area. That takes place February 27th. Through March 2nd, so the weekend after Stitches. JJ, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks.
Yay!
Welcome to the show,
we
JJ.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. This Rose City Yarn Call is just really super exciting because it's kind of a unique event. Can you tell us, like, how long it's been been going on?
Sure. This is our fifth year that we're doing it, and it's the third that it's been organized by all of the participating shops.
So what a yarn crawl works, how a yarn crawl works, and this is based off the principle, like a crawl where you and a few friends might get together one evening and go and hit a few different friends, maybe trying out like their special brew beers or whatever. But a yarn crawl is going, like with a few friends, going to a few different yarn shops and trying it out. What's the different, how does the organized event make it better?
Well, we have passports that you can print out. So you print out your passport, and it has all 18 of the shops on it, and it has their address and their phone number, too. So if it's a shop you haven't been to before, you have it right there in front of you so you can put it in your phone and find the map and get there easily. So you go to each of the shops, and you get your passport stamped at the shop. And each shop that you go to, you get entered into a drawing for an individual shop basket. They're filled with all kinds of fabulous things from our sponsors. And you get that entry just for showing up at the individual stores. And if you get your passport stamped at all 18 of the stores, you turn it in at the last one, and you get entered in the grand prize basket drawings. And there's two grand prize baskets, one that looks really similar to the ones that are in each of the shops. And then there's one that's just Portland specific, and it has everything from all of our amazing and talented local dyers, stitch marker people, designers, all kinds of cool stuff in it. So you get to have the passport and do that. And then there's patterns at each of the shops as well, and those are available with any purchase. And most of the shops have done two patterns this year, one knit and one crochet. So you have an option to choose which of those that you want to do. And you, again, you can collect those patterns at each of the shops that you go to. And then there's these featured events at each shop, too. So each of the shops has come up with some fun stuff to try to intrigue people to come in and visit them. So there's lots of truck shows where different designers or yarn companies show up, and they have everything that they have out for you to see and touch and smell if you're a yarn smeller like me, that kind of stuff. So you can do all that. You can meet the actual individual people that are there that made all of this stuff, which is wonderful. It's nice to feel like you're really supporting somebody that you like with your purchases. Yeah, so you get a chance to meet them, which is lovely. And a lot of them are really small indie people, people that are dying in their kitchens and are designing at home on their couch after their regular day. So this is kind of a nice opportunity to meet some local people as well.
Well, and what's really cool about this, too, about the yarn crawls, too, is that all of the shops are participating together and they're promoting each other. So it's not really a competition. It celebrates the entire community's love of fiber and gets everybody out sampling each of the different shops and seeing what's cool where it may be off their beaten path.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's unique about the Rose City Yarn Crawl, and maybe is there anything new this year?
Yeah, we have two new things this year. The first one, and we just finished this up, although there's still time to jump in if somebody wanted to, is we did a mystery knit-along and a mystery crochet-along for these little shawlettes, both of which were designed by local designers. And it was so much fun. So there were four clues that went out, and you worked on your clue for the week and got ready for the next one. And it was great. It was fun to follow along on Ravelry and see the community start to build and people have fun with their different modifications and the different yarn choices and just talking about all of that. Each of the shops had little get-togethers where people could get together and work on their shawls as well. So it didn't have to just be all online. There was actual in-person stuff as well. So that was great fun, and it's going to
be
a blast. To be so much fun to see all of the shawls out on the crawl because that's what everybody is trying to get them done in time to be able to wear them on the crawl. So it'll be an instant icebreaker conversation starter thing when you're out. Maybe you go by yourself or maybe you go with a group of friends, but to see across the shop, see somebody else with the same shawl as you but in different colors, I think that'll be a great way to make some new friends.
I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be so much fun. And then this year, I'm super excited about this, too. So this is the first year that we did a kickoff event. So the Wednesday night before the yarn crawl, we are having a party. And, of course, we called it the yarn ball, because what else would you call it?
Perfect.
So, right? So it's going to be this great party. It's actually sold out. We were really surprised it sold out very quickly. But it's going to be a chance for people to get together, and there's going to be music, and there's going to be games, and there'll be chocolate. and places to sit and knit a little bit. And people can get together and maybe find a carpool partner, get together with their regular people, maybe make some new friends, all kinds of cool stuff. So we're really excited that you're involved this year.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So what are you particularly liking about the event?
You know, I really like two things about the Yarn Crawl. And the first is that it really gives our local crafters, our knitters and our crocheters, an opportunity to go out and compare and contrast all of the yarn shops of our area. So it gives you a chance to go out and say, wow, I haven't ever been to this store before. I really like the parking here, or I really like the yarn that they carry, or they were really welcoming to crocheters at this shop, or whatever it is that appeals to you about the individual store. So it really pushes you outside of your comfort zone a little bit and gets you out to look at all of the different shops in the area. There's no one store that can carry everything and can meet all of everybody's class needs and has the ability to have knit night on the night that you want it to be. So by comparing and contrasting all of the stores, you're able to kind of find all the little pieces that together make the perfect yarn store, and they're just in a lot of different locations. And then I love the excitement that develops amongst the shoppers. It's so much fun because sometimes we feel a little bit like weirdos when we get all excited about a skein of yarn. And
yeah.
You get to work and you're like, look, and everybody's like, yeah, crazy yarn lady. So it's really nice to be amongst your people and to be able to go, oh, my gosh, look at this skinny yarn, and have everybody in the store turn around and go, ooh, that's pretty. That's
yes.
Really fun.
And everybody
really
gets a chance to touch and feel, and everybody's on the same, you know, excitement level, too. You're not the weirdo.
Yes, totally. So that's really fun. And then especially on the outlying shops, because we have shops in the three-county Portland metro area. So there's the truly urban shops that are in Portland, and then there's shops that are kind of in a ring around the outside. And as
yeah.
you're going to those shops in the more suburban outside of the core area, you can really only go to the left or to the right. So you keep running into the same people that are going in the same direction as you, and so that tends to be really fun too. So there's just this great vibe to the whole thing.
It is pretty exciting. And listeners, just because there's excitement in Portland, Oregon, Fiber Hooligans are not missing out. So JJ did not show up empty-handed today from the Rose City Yarn Crawl. She came with a prize package. It's a prize package from this year's crochet. You have a choice between the crochet or the knit-along pattern of your choice. And then they're bringing also the ebook from the 2013 collection. All those patterns that were offered at all the different shops, knit and crochet, will be sent to you. Benjamin, can you pick a winner for us?
Absolutely. I think that I understand that there's even, you know, maybe two patterns from somebody I know in that collection.
There might
yeah,
be.
I was kind of waiting on that because I think people are going to hang up. But there's a couple of patterns
oh.
in this collection.
Yummy.
There's a couple of patterns in this collection from me. So
right,
everybody
give,
call in and
people,
try to get this.
I want to give people the call-in number over the air. The call-in number is 718-664-9655. That's 718-664-9655 for the people that aren't in the chat room. And I am going to wait just about 30 more seconds, and I'm going to pick the third caller. So, it sounds like a great pattern. And while we're waiting, I wanted to say that I love the concept of the yarn crawl. I love the concept of local yarn stores getting together, doing co-marketing, and creating excitement reaches more people than they can do by themselves. It's just the smart business decision to make.
Well, and what's cool is, you know, like the yarn over truck discussion that we had earlier, the concern about having a brick-and-mortar store, you know, where you're putting together this ginormous event and the brick-and-mortar stores are already there, you know, already use the resources that you have to put together this special event for the community.
It's just a very good thing. Okay, we're going to take a caller. I'm going to take caller 256. When I would ask that you make sure that your volume is turned down so you don't get the echo of death and force me to hang up on you.
Hey.
Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Kim in Alabama.
Kim.
I have no voice.
You have no voice.
I have no voice.
You have no voice, so you thought it was the perfect time to call in, huh?
No, right? Yay!
Yay. Tammy, do you want to, JJ, Tammy, do you want to go over again what Kim has won today?
Do you want to tell her?
Go ahead, JJ.
Okay. So you have a choice of either the crochet or the knit-along from our mystery knit-along. So you can choose which one of those you want to do. And then you also get the ebook from the 2013 pattern collection from the Rose City Yarn Crawl. And that has 27 patterns total, some knit and some crochet. And two of those are by Tammy Burke.
Yay, I want the knit.
Yay.
Can I have
awesome.
The knit? And I'm excited. I get Tammy's patterns.
Yay.
You guys make me laugh.
And that's so cool because we don't have yarn crawls here. Everything's too spread out.
Now you're getting it in the mail. How about that?
That's awesome. Not like I could go anyway.
So we're going to – thanks, Kim, for calling in even without the voice. That just made our day.
Yay, thank you.
And we'll get that sent to you.
Okay.
Kim, you know the routine. Just make sure that you send me all your contact information. I may have it, but I may not. Benjamin@fiberhooligan.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And this is Kim Dawson in our chat room.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes. Yay.
Well,
I'm so glad you called, honey.
Yeah, congratulations, and I hope you feel better, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to have another set of this in our Fiber Hooligan Ravelry group. So thank you, JJ, for bringing all of that and making that possible for Fiber Hooligans today, having something to participate and win from the Rose City Yarn Crawl.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
And for folks listening, if you want more information about that, their website is spelled out rosecityyarncrawl.com. We thank JJ for coming in. You made my day in this very special episode of Fiber State of the Hooligans extra special, and we know that those that get to participate will enjoy themselves too.
Thanks so much, Tammy. Can I just say the Rose City Yarn Crawl website, and then there's also Facebook, and then just to reiterate the dates, it's February 27th through March 2nd in Portland, Oregon. And thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much, JJ.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope
that was
just as special for everybody else as it was for me.
Well, okay, so first of all, how cool is that? Because this was your very first interview on your segment, and you did an awesome job. Great selection of guests.
Oh, it helps having a great guest.
Well, I was going to say, second, the guest you picked was fantastic.
Yes.
What a gracious lady. Third, a giveaway with your own patterns in it. I mean, this was like a home run for you, Tammy. You did this fantastic.
Thank you, Benjamin.
All right. Well, I can feel your head just swelling over there, so I'm going to have to move on now.
I know. No, I don't know how I'm going to get on the plane to go to Stitches.
and for you, Fiber Hooligan listeners that didn't understand about that, Tammy is actually joining the XRX crew at Stitches West. So for you Fiber Hooligans, you'll find Tammy probably in the XRX booth, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And free
right.
hugs.
Well, free hugs. Free, well, okay. See, we should be charging for these things, Tammy. I'm just saying.
Anyway, I'm still looking
right.
forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, and I am too. So thanks for another great segment, Tammy, and I'll look forward to seeing you in about 3-4 days.
Thanks, Benjamin. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Bye.
That was Tammy Burke, host of State of the Hooligan and moderator of our Fiber Hooligans Facebook group and Fiber Hooligans Ravelry group. For those of you who may have missed anything in today's podcast, I invite you to join us on one of our two groups, or both of the groups for that matter. Tammy does a great job of making sure we answer questions and provide links and follow-up to anything you might have heard on the show. And again, there's always prizes that we're giving away online, so it's best to check in and enter. People always tell me, oh, I never win. Well, if you don't enter, you really won't win. And so I invite you to become part of the Fiber Hooligan Experience. Oh, there's a new T-shirt, the Fiber Hooligan Experience. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go with that one. All right, next week we won't be having a show. I'm sorry, folks. I'll be flying back from Santa Clara, California, and it's just too hard for me to organize that and get everything ready while I'm at the show. But don't fear, we'll be back the following week, and we'll be back with designer, teacher, and now author, Brooke Nico. Brooke began her designing activities by sewing her own wardrobe, inspired by drape and color. She brought her talents to knitting almost 10 years ago, first exploring module construct and then lace. In 2006, Brooke became part owner of the Kirkwood Knittery in St. Louis, Missouri. With a background in fashion design and retail management, she made a natural transition into knitting and co-owning a yarn store. Her eye for color and detail is fantastic, and her fashion sense lends very well to staying a bit ahead of the trends. Brooke got inspired by the intricacies and challenges of lace knitting in 2008. This is really where she's made her mark in the knitting world. She sees the patterns in small mathematical blocks and creates some of the most beautiful flowing garments in the field today. Her talents have been recognized by Vogue Knitting, Knitters Magazine, and Debbie Bliss magazines. She taught at the very first VK Live event in New York City in 2011 and at VK Live LA, as well as several Stitches events, including the upcoming show this week. She has also become an author. Her first book, Lovely Knitted Lace, published by Lark, is due to be released in the first week of March. The subtitle of the book is A Geometric Approach to Gorgeous Wearables, and I think she nailed it. I have a pre-release copy of the book in front of me, and I have to tell you, it is just beautiful. She is a very talented woman, and she's also a lot of fun. She enjoys giving me a hard time, which should make for an interesting show. So I hope you'll join us in 2 weeks for that show. I also want to make sure that you know that I am here to hear from you. You can email me questions, recommendations, critiques, and feedback at benjamin@fiberhooligan.com. And that includes suggestions for guests or cool things you'd like Tammy to talk about in her segment. I don't promise to respond to every email or message, but I do promise to do my best to read them all. If you ask a really great question or have an inspired idea, I may even read your email on the podcast. Well, that's our show, Fiber Hooligans. As we slide on out of here today, I'd like to wish you all a glorious week. Remember, the only thing better than being creative is being kind to each other. The good news, you can do both. Thank you for spending this time with us. We'll see you in 2 weeks on another edition of Fiber Hooligans.